Order.
The ayes are 63, the noes are 57. The motion is agreed to.
Applause from the government benches at the result of the vote when the debate on the Prime Minister's statement came to the end of its 11th hour on Wednesday. The government's winning margin enhanced by formal agreements with ACT, United Future and the Māori Party, adding 4 votes to National's 59 to defeat the 57 of all other parties combined. That vote of confidence in John Key's National-led minority government ended the debate usually set down to last 13 hours, but shorter by 2 hours, which will be added to a financial review debate later in the year. It could have ended on Tuesday had the government not interrupted the debate to make some progress on its legislation. That saw the passing of a bill imposing a small levy on fuel to fund the country's obligation, under an international treaty, to stockpile 3 months' supply of oil, and at the same time allowed the government to postpone the year's first general debate, which couldn't be held on Wednesday as usual, while the debate on the Prime Minister's statement was still running. After combining to vote against the confidence motion, opposition parties then fell out over the appointment of the 5 members on the Intelligence and Security Committee for this parliamentary term. Established by legislation to prepare for multi-party parliaments after the first election under the MMP system in 1996. The Intelligence and Security Committee is not a proper select committee, but is convened and chaired by the Prime Minister, who appoints 3 of its 5 members, while the Leader of the Opposition nominates the remaining 2. Seats on the 6 committees over the past 19 years have been filled by representatives of all 5 minor parties in the House: Greens, New Zealand First, Māori Party, United Future and ACT. For this one, though, it'll be back to the old first-past-the-post days, with the Prime Minister, who is also the Minister for National Security and Intelligence, nominating himself, and his Attorney-General, Christopher Finlayson, also the Minister responsible for the 2 spy agencies under the committee's scrutiny, the SIS and the GCSB, and his Justice Minister, Amy Adams. For the opposition, Labour leader Andrew Little nominated himself and his Foreign Affairs spokesman, David Shearer. When the House debated the committee's membership and terms of reference on Wednesday, the Greens and New Zealand First expressed their anger and disappointment, not just at missing out on a seat, but also at Mr. Little's lack of consultation. Back now to the start of the week, and it began on Tuesday at 2 with the Prime Minister John Key on the back foot after the weekend's decision to reject the Sky City Casino's request for more money to cover increased construction costs of its new convention centre.
In reality, a deal was agreed with Sky City on Friday, confirmed by their board over the weekend. That's the sequence of events, and that's the way those things happen. Well, they do on that particular occasion when they need to get things settled down.
Meanwhile, as the debate on Mr. Key's opening statement entered its final hour on Wednesday, the MP for North Shore and Cabinet Minister Maggie Barry rose to make her contribution.
So I have the great privilege of being the Minister of Conservation, Arts, Culture and Heritage and Seniors. It's the first time in New Zealand's parliamentary history that one minister has held the portfolios of conservation and arts, culture and heritage at the same time. So it gives me the unique opportunity to explore not only what our flora and fauna do by way of defining us on the world stage, but also how we see ourselves as New Zealanders.
As well as making history, Maggie Barry went on to rewrite it, tracking down the birthplace of our nation to the Northern Hemisphere on the battlefields of Europe.
And in this year of the World War 100 commemoration, the 100th anniversary of the outbreak of World War I, we look back at the crucible of how our nationhood was forged and how important it was for us as a fledgling colonial nation to step forward out of the shadows and be a nation in our own right.
National Cabinet Minister Maggie Barry in the debate on the Prime Minister's statement on Wednesday, when Parliament's computerised communication system went on the fritz, and doing anything in your own right meant writing it by hand, a problem raised with the Speaker before questions by Labour's finance spokesman, Grant Robertson.
For the last 24 hours or so, I understand around 50% of the parliamentary complex has been unable
unable to access the parliamentary system. This has caused significant disruption not only for parties in Parliament but also for the Clerk's Office and the Parliamentary Library, who have been reduced to handwriting out advice and hand-delivering it to some members.
Grant Robertson's complaint elicited a sympathetic response from the Speaker, David Carter.
I thank the member for his point, and I certainly also share the member's frustration.
The Speaker, David Carter. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.